Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again to take you on another small journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. Today we will finish up Relapsed Cultures, question 789.
Enjoy.
Question 789. Will progress someday unite all of Earth's peoples into a single nation?
Not into a single nation. That would be impossible, because nationalities are formed based on different customs and needs arising from the diversity in climates, and their local laws are designed to accommodate such customs and needs. Charity, on the other hand, knows nothing of geographical latitudes and does not differentiate people by their color. When the law of God comprises the basis of human law everywhere, both cultures and individuals will practice the law of charity towards each other, living joyfully and peacefully, because no one will attempt to deceive their neighbor or live at his or her expense.
Author's remarks for question 789. Humankind progresses by means of individuals who increasingly improve and enlighten themselves. When these grow in number, they take the lead and draw the rest forward. Geniuses appear from time to time to provide an impulse, followed by individuals invested with authority, who, as instruments of God, enable humankind to advance many centuries in just a few years. The progress of cultures further highlights the justice of reincarnation. Moral individuals make praiseworthy efforts to help a nation advance morally and intellectually. The nation thus transformed will be happier both in this world and in the next. Nonetheless, during the slow march across the centuries, thousands of people die every day. What will be the fate of those who succumb along the way? Does their relative state of imperfection deprive them of the contentedness reserved for those who arrive last? Or is their happiness relative? Divine justice could not consecrate such an injustice. Through the plurality of existences, the right to happiness is always the same for all, for no one is deprived of progress. Those who live at a time of barbarity can return at a time of civility, in the same culture or in another one. It is obvious that all are benefited by the ascendant march. The theory of one soul existence, however, presents another problem in this case. According to this theory, the soul is created at the moment of birth. Thus, if some individuals are more advanced than others, it is because God has created a more advanced soul for them. Why this favoritism? Why would these individuals, who have not lived any longer than the ones before them, often not as long, deserve to be given a more advanced soul? But even this is not the main problem. Over 1,000 years, a culture passes from barbarity to civility. If human beings were able to live 1,000 years, one could conceive that they would have time to progress during that time. But every day humans die at all ages. Their numbers are constantly being replenished, with new ones appearing and disappearing every day to such an extent that by the end of a millennium, no trace remains of the former inhabitants. The barbaric nation has become civilized. What is it that has actually progressed? The individuals who used to be barbarians? But they already died long ago. Is it the newly arrived? Well, if their souls were created at the same time of birth, they could not have existed during the time of barbarity. Thus, we would have to believe that the efforts made to civilize a people do not have the power to improve imperfect souls, but to cause God to create other souls who are more advanced. Let us compare this theory of progress with the one that has been given to us by the spirits. The souls that come during the time of civility have had their infancy like all the others, but they had already lived many times before, and they arrive already advanced as the result of previous progress. They come because they are attracted to an environment which is sympathetic to them and which suits their current state. Therefore, the efforts made to civilize a people do not have the effect of determining the future creation of souls who are more advanced, but of attracting those who have already progressed. Whether they had already lived among that people in times of barbarity, or whether they have come from somewhere else. Upon this rests the key to the progress of all humankind. When all cultures are at the same level of morality, the earth will house only good spirits living in fraternal unity. The evil spirits, having been repelled and dislocated, will seek out less evolved worlds and an environment that suits them until they have made themselves worthy to come back to our transformed world. The usual theory, unlike that of reincarnation, has one further effect. Works of social improvement only benefit present and future generations, but are meaningless for past generations, who were unfortunate because they arrived too soon and were able to advance only according to their own efforts and under the burden of their barbaric acts. According to the Spirit's doctrine, however, later progress also profits those generations that are reborn into better conditions, and they can therefore perfect themselves in an environment of civility. Refer to question number 222.